Chapter 14. Cultivate Creative Vision. Creative vision requires you to stimulate your imagination to work toward your definite major purpose and to put the results of that imagination to work. Expressed by people unafraid of criticism, creative vision is responsible for the shape of civilization today. It has brought every advancement in thought, science, and mechanics that allows our current standard of living. It inspires you to pioneer and experiment with new ideas in every field. It is always on the lookout for better ways of doing things. Creative vision belongs only to people who have the habit of going the extra mile, for it recognizes no 9-to-5 working hours, and it isn't concerned with monetary rewards. Its aim is doing the impossible. This chapter will give you great examples of creative vision and show you how to understand the process by which it works so that you can apply it in your own life. Synthetic imagination. Imagination, like reasoning, takes two forms, synthetic and creative imagination. Each can contribute to the betterment of your own life and the world around you through creative vision. Synthetic imagination combines previously recognized ideas, concepts, plans, or facts in a new way or puts them to new use. An excellent example of synthetic imagination is Edison's invention of the light bulb. He began with one recognized fact that other people had discovered. A wire could be heated by electricity until it produced light. The problem was that the intense heat quickly burned the wire out. The light never lasted more than a few minutes. Edison failed more than 10,000 times in his attempt to control this heat. When he found the method, it was by applying another common fact which had simply eluded everyone else. He realized that charcoal is produced by setting wood on fire, covering it with soil, and allowing the fire to smolder until the wood is charred. The soil permits only enough air to reach the fire to keep it burning without blazing. When Edison recognized this fact, his imagination immediately associated it with the idea of heating the wire. He placed the wire inside a bottle, pumped out most of the air, and produced the first incandescent light. It burned for 8.5 hours. Edison's creative vision depended on several important principles of the science of personal achievement. He applied the habit of going the extra mile because he labored without immediate pay. He worked with definiteness of purpose and was inspired by applied faith to carry on with his work through an incredible number of failures that would have broken most people. Finally, he applied the mastermind principle by assembling a team of skilled chemists and mechanics to perfect his invention. Finding the right kind and thickness of wire, the right quantity of air to leave in the bulb, the best way to construct the bulb, so that his invention took on the most efficient form possible. Synthetic imagination does not depend on having tremendous personal advantages. Edison had spent only 3 months in grade school, had supported himself for many years as a telegrapher, and was fired from almost every job he held. He began to lose his hearing early on, and eventually became almost completely deaf. But he turned his life around through definiteness of purpose, the habit of going the extra mile, and applied faith.